Thank you for calling customer support. My name's Mercedes. How may I help you?
I'm calling for my wife, okay? Her bank was charged. Hang on, let me see what it is. I guess $59.89. Okay. And, hang on, it might have been. No, I ain't. Hang on. Let me see which one it is, huh?
There's like four of them that went through $9.95. They say it didn't. Those are from New York, and the other one's from Nevada.
Okay. Hold on. My wife was charged money through you all, okay? Supreme Lifestyle something. They give me your number, okay? What is that?
Yes, sir. I'm a third-party customer support agent at a call center that serves over 400 companies that follow behind different companies that sell different products and also have many sites online. May I please have her zip code to pull up her name to see what's going on?
42211.
That's it. Thank you for that. And first and last name, please.
It'd be Amos Basham.
Okay, yes, sir. Could you please spell her last name for me?
B-A-S-H-A-M.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the information.
Put on her bank statement. Where there'll be a way showing that it didn't go through. Minus, so a plus sign or something.
Okay, yes, sir. And how much was the charge again?
I think it was $59.89, I think.
And her first name was?
Avis, A-B-I-S.
Oh,
it might be Genie, though.
$99.99.
It might be which one, sir?
It might, on her, on thing, it might be Genie Basham or whatever.
How about Geneva?
No.
Okay, no, sir. So that's the wrong person. It's just not seeming to pull it up under the last name nor the zip code.
Well, like I said, honey,
can I try her cell phone number?
Her cell phone ain't work, you know what I mean? So, I mean, it can't be her cell phone.
Okay, yes, sir. How about an email address?
She don't have email either.
Okay.
Like I said, her phone's not working.
Okay, yes, sir. Can I try the last four digits of the card number that was charged?
She won't let me give that out, huh? Like I said, she's already been charged. There's a bunch of more here. What about, are y'all affiliated with Per Fan Made Fitness?
No, sir. I'm not familiar with that name. I'm not familiar with the names on the statement due to I'm a third-party customer support agent. I have to locate the name to pull up to see what company is charging, but nothing pulled up under her last name nor to her zip code nor the phone number that you called in from. I tried that as well.
I mean, I can give you her phone number.
Okay.
I mean, but her phone's not working.
Well, she probably wouldn't have used it, but if you're like, I can try it, yes, sir.
I can give 270-206-5453.
Okay, yes, sir. Nothing pulled up under that either. Decline, pending, nothing. Okay, yes, sir. Have y'all got in contact with the charge card bank to see if they have another customer support number that you can possibly try? Because nothing seems to be pulling up under her name, unless it was.
They just do the same thing you're telling us. They say it's third party and ain't nothing they can do about it. But like I said, it shows your phone number on this here.
It said it was declined.
But one person says that we went to call one place and they charged $99.95. Okay, they said it was declined, but it pops up on a bank statement that she was charged for it.
Okay, yes, sir.
A certain way that it would say on the.
Could it possibly be placed under another name? Could it be placed under your name and just showing up under her card? Because nothing's popping up under her name.
You tried James Basham?
Hey, Joshy.
You tried James Basham?
James Basham. Okay, yes, sir. It'd be just one moment.
Cause see, reason why I'm doing this, cause it's popping up on our thing, okay? And the only one that she would allow anybody to use would be either me,
or her.
Would be the only two that she would allow to even do this, okay? Now I've got another name that I'm gonna give you. Maybe it popped up, you know, under his name, but
he don't have my new bank card.
But he don't have a new bank card.
Yes, sir, because it didn't pop up under Mr. James either, no, sir.
So it didn't pop up on me either?
No, sir.
Well, I said, honey, it shows up super or supreme or whatever it is, lifestyle.
They're on New York.
Paddock.
This is
NM.
Okay, yes, sir. And with us being a third-party customer support agency, it could be another company that's charging. You can see if your charge, well, the bank has a different number that you can try to get in contact with. But, yes, sir, there's nothing seems to pull up under the names. I can try the last four digits of the card number, but she's not comfortable with that, and I do understand why with the other charges. But, yes, sir, I'm not finding anything under y'all names, under Mr. James or Mr. or Miss Avis. No, sir.
Okay. Hey, honey. Come here. She says she ain't finding nothing on under me or you.
Well, then why are they taking down my back card? Okay.
She said the only other way she could do it is give the last four digits of your card number. She said she'd probably be able to find it that way.
AT&T?
No, I'm talking to that Supreme.
Okay,
I don't know.
That NASCAR company.
No, it ain't NASCAR. It ain't NASCAR either.
Do you know my NASCAR?
Not yeah, I need your card. Hang on a second, honey. I'll get you the list. I ain't calling NASCAR. I'm calling you right here. The Supreme deal right here. There.
And what NM is.
Be pissed it down. Be what?
Oh, okay. See, I thought you were talking about the I thought you were talking about the other.
Hang on, she went to get card, huh?
Okay, yes, she can take her time. Just let me know whenever you're ready.
All right.
I think of the scam got in there from Joshy.
See, one place, like I called Costco.
I know we don't have
I called. Let me have it.
Costco's there too, isn't it?
Okay. The last four digits of the card number would be 4734.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that. It'd be just one. Okay. I guess I wasn't adding the S. You say you're Mr. James Basham? Oh, no,
yeah.
It was spelled B-A-S-H-S-M, not A-M. Okay, yes, sir. And just to verify, I do have the right person up. Could you please verify your address for me?
215 Blackhawk.
Okay, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I do see where this started on March 31st. Do you remember any surveys coming to your phone saying that you want a free gift of a smart TV?
Have we ever had anything come on a smart TV?
Walmart,
we went. We did one on Walmart.
Okay, yes.
Did we want one?
And what had happened was, at the bottom of the page were some terms and conditions, and it said that you want a chance to be entered into a contest, and within the contest entry, it came with a subscription of a meal plan. And a meal plan is an app that you can download on your phone. It's got recipe guides to eat better and to feel better, and it's got guides to making better food choices for your health. Yeah, so it can be reduced from its original price to $20 a month, but yeah, so that's what had happened.
Well, like I said, we ain't interested in it. Can you refund the money?
Okay, yes, sir. They do have a $5 non-refundable fee, but you will receive $54.89 back to the account. But due to the terms and the conditions, they say it's a $5 early cancellation fee.
They take $5 out, but they'll send you the $54 back. That's fine, huh?
Okay, yes. The $54.89 will go back into the account no later than 3 to 5 business days. And I also have a confirmation number to confirm you've been canceled and refunded as well.
Okay.
Never again will you
ever do
that.
Go ahead.
And the cancellation number is C as in Charlie,
920-496-515.
Yes, sir. Would you like to repeat that back to me?
Okay. C as in Charlie, 920-496-515.
Yes, sir, that is correct. This account has been refunded of $54.89 going back into the account in 3 to 5 business days, as well as canceled to prevent any future charges effective immediately.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, now, before I
get offline, can you check on that? Are you with the Per Fan Fitness?
No, sir, I'm not familiar with that charge, no, sir.
Okay.
Can you help them out with it, though?
I mean, no, because it's another number. I just seen that, another number. Okay, thank you, man.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
$54.